You to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 16. Proverbs 16. This is a proverb that we, as we're going through the book of Proverbs, obviously dealt with. But it's a proverb that I think would do well to hear again and hear often. I need it. And for those of you that know the Lord, I know you do too. Proverbs 16:33. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. Now, for a believer, we're quite aware that we're just sojourners in this world. We're traveling through this world, and this world is not our home. We're living under the government of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. But let me ask you something. I'm talking to all of us now. Now listen, I'm especially talking to me. I'm going to preach this message to me. And you hear as the Lord gives you direction. Do we truly perceive the magnitude of His government? Now we know we're living under His government. But the magnitude of it. You know, we readily admit the Lord's providence in things that are so obvious. The seasons change right on time. That's pretty obvious. Nations are raised up. Nations are put down. That's pretty obvious. But how often we forget that everything and everybody that crosses the path or enters the life of God's people were providentially sent according to the Lord's will for His glory and the eternal good of His people. Everything that comes our way is not only for our temporal good. I'm thankful for the temporal good that Almighty God supplies. But how often we forget that the temporal good is only that which is passing, and it's for our eternal good, the eternal good of God's people, that everything that comes our way has been sent teach us to wait and trust the Lord. Now listen, there's no believer in here that does not need to be taught. No believer that does not struggle with that old body of death that is within, that body of rebellion that fights and wars against Him. Everything that comes our way. Everything. That fly that got in the kitchen. That cold that we caught. That headache. Everything, it does not and is not limited to just these magnificent, these big deals. Everything and everybody that crosses your path. They're all messengers from the all-wise God who sees and knows everything. the frailty and the need of his people. Listen to this. And we know that all things, that which is pleasant and that which is not, work together, cooperate by the hand of Almighty God for good, for our eternal good, to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Hold your place right there. Turn to Genesis 45. Genesis 45, verse 3 to 8. You remember when Joseph, now his brothers, here was Joseph, and his brothers were mad at him. They were jealous of him. His daddy had given him a coat of many colors. Remember that? And they were going to kill him. Judah was the one that said, don't kill him. Just sell him to that bunch of gypsies right there. Genesis 45, verse 3. Now, Joseph is going to relate to them what happened. Joseph said unto his brethren, after he showed himself to them, Joseph said unto his brethren, I'm Joseph. Doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near, and he said, I'm Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that you sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are five, in the which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he had made me a father to Pharaoh, and the Lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. He told him, he said, the way you treated me, he said, that wasn't you. Oh, you were the instrument. You were the instrument. But he said, God was the one sent me. Remember when Shimei came to David? David was coming through town, and a guy named Shimei started cussing David, throwing rocks at him. And those mighty men of David, one of them said, I'll take his head off. David said, no, leave him alone. The Lord sent him. The Lord sent him. The Lord said, throw rocks at David. The Lord said, cuss him. Leave him alone. Shimei came and apologized. Told David he was sorry. David said, you're okay. For a while. But David had a son, Solomon. And Solomon told Shimei later, he said, the way you treated my daddy, he said, you build a house in Jerusalem and you stay in Jerusalem. And if you get out of Jerusalem, I'm going to kill you. And Shimei came out of Jerusalem and Solomon killed him. The Lord sent Shimei. The lot is cast into the lap. The whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. Whatever trial, now listen, I'm going to tell you something. I know we're all sitting here and we all are going through, every one of us, different trials. Physical, emotional, personal, financial, whatever. We're all suffering. We all have our lot. Everybody in here has got their lot. But listen, brethren. The lot, God's purpose, God's ordered portion for you, God's lot, according to His pleasure, according to His all-wise heart of mercy and compassion, the lot is cast into the lap. It's ordered, it's guided, it's timely sent into the life of every vessel of the Lord's affection. But the whole disposing of it, all of the reasoning for it, all that it was meant to accomplish, to reveal, to expose, and to accomplish, is of the Lord. Perfectly brought about for His purpose. Whatever trial the Lord has sent you, loss of health, loss of wealth, whatever, the resentment from the world, the Lord sent that. And let me tell you why He sent it. Because we needed it. We needed it. Everything that comes our way, I'll tell you why I'm going through and you're going through what you're going through and I'm going through. I needed it. It was for my good. And the Lord has promised, my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I need to be humbled. I need to be brought down. And Almighty God's going to make sure that happens. He will. He will. David said in Psalm 119:71, it is good for me that I've been afflicted. I've been browbeaten. I've been hurt. I've been ravished. I've been talked about. It's good for me that I might learn, being goaded and taught and instructed, thy statutes, your appointment for me. I thank God for the lot that He sends each of us. Because, brethren, we need it. We need it. Now let me ask you this. Should this not calm the heart and mind of God's sheep and cause us to give reason for us to walk and to ask the Lord that we might be taught to have a walk of meekness and a spirit of kindness toward God's people for the glory of God? When we're troubled, when our heart's clouded with anxiety, may the Lord bring to our memory by His Holy Spirit, this is from the hand of Him who loves me and gave Himself for me. Brethren, remember, casting all your care upon the Lord. Why? Because He cares for you. The lot is cast into the lap. Whatever it is. But the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. He's going to accomplish His will. His will is going to be done. He's going to bring it about. And He's going to bring it about for His glory and our good. May the Lord bless this word to our heart for Christ's sake. Amen. All right.